find you'll never mind a rainy day. A sky of gray way up above. Whoa,
45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Say, Eddie, I liked you on the Packet broadcast last night.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, but remember, I helped you write that program. You never even told me what they gave you.
They paid me what they thought I was worth, a brand new 12-cylinder Packet.
Yeah, I want my share for the stuff I wrote. Now, what's it worth to you?
Okay, I'll give you your share, but you look awful funny riding around in a trunk rack. Now, I'm sorry I didn't bring that Don Wilson back with me. He is really a clever announcer.
I'll admit that. He is the perfect straight man.
Wait. He's very good, Jimmy, but after all, what has Don Wilson got that you haven't got?
Jack Benny?
Yeah. Oh. Nice work, pal. Nice work.
Say, Eddie, on the Burns and Allen program, you sang Mother McCree, remember?
Yeah.
On Package, you sang A Little Bit of Heaven.
Yeah.
Why don't you sing an Irish song here?
No, sir. If I'm going to be killed, let it be on strange territory. You'll admit, though, Jimmy, when I sing a song from Auld Aaron, isn't it like a lullaby? Doesn't it make you want to doze off like a little baby, doesn't it, Jimmy, huh?
Say, Wallington doesn't need you for sleeping.
No, but Wallington needs me for eating.
Well, I tell you what, I'll forgive you, pal, if you'll just sing me an Irish song.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I should. Say, what happens?
Matter.
I'll have to fire my writers. It says in the script here, the audience applauds to make Cantor sing.
Yeah.
I'll sing anyway.
All right, now, what are you going to sing?
Say, Renard, do you know your mother came from Ireland?
No, but that certainly will surprise my father.
It's a song, you boo. Play it.
I haven't got the music.
Pretend you've got the music. That'll satisfy me.
Pretend you sang it. That'll satisfy everybody.
Quiet. Here comes our French leading lady, Fifi. Here she is. Good evening, Miss Fifi.
Hello, Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes? Fifi, never call me Bright Eyes. I have some kind of a name.
Yes, but I cannot call you Weasel.
Weasel, where did you get that? Fifi, you might just as well have called me a Chiseler.
Well, no. I could not call you a Chiseler.
Well, of course not.
No, because that's what you tell me Jimmy is.
Stop making trouble. Now, Fifi, why don't you go now and get made up? You know, we start shooting today on our first PU picture. Tell me, are you nervous?
No, but my knees are doing a rumba. Yeah.
Jimmy, keep your eyes on the script, will you? Funny, Renard isn't a bit nervous. He only fainted 3 times. We finally had to put him on ice.
Where can you find enough ice for Renard?
We laid him out on Sonia Henney's private skating rink.
Goodbye, Jimmy. And goodbye, Bright Eyes.
Goodbye, Fifi. Goodbye. Come on, Fifi.
Oh, thanks. Say, Eddie, isn't she awfully cute? You know, I'm glad Betty Jane asked her to live at our house.
Yeah, it was nice of your wife to take her in, wasn't it?
I think so. You know, we're saving Fifi money, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was paying $15 a day at a hotel.
Hmm.
We're only charging her
$12. Yeah. Jimmy, charging Fifi $12 a day? It's disgraceful. We've got a spare room at our house that Fifi can have for the same rate, plus laundry.
You'll do her laundry?
No, she does ours.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, having that girl in your house is no good. No matter how much Betty Jane likes her, it will make for jealousy, you see.
No, Eddie. Times have changed. The first year we were married, Betty Jane wanted to make sure I wouldn't look at any girls on the street.
Yeah.
So she made me wear blinders.
Blinders?
Yeah, I looked like a horse's head.
Yep, times have changed. You know, times have changed. Wives are no longer jealous, I guess.
Yeah, but just wait till Ida finds out that you gave Fifi a wristwatch.
Quiet. Jimmy, any time I give a girl a present, I give Ida something 10 times as big. I bought Fifi a wristwatch.
Yes?
And got Ida an alarm clock.
Of course, the biggest sap of all is Pinky Tomlin.
Yeah.
He went for a bracelet, a mink coat, and a Rolls Royce.
Quiet. Here comes the million-dollar kid now. Pinky Tomlin! Hello, Pinky! Pinky! Why so late again, huh?
Well, my watch is in hock, so I'm going by Renard's watch now.
Yeah, why should Renard's watch make you an hour late?
It's mountain time.
Pinky, tell tell me, how do you like the idea of Fifi living at Wallington's house?
Well, they've been awful nice to her and to me, too.
Yeah.
Jimmy invited me to supper last night.
Yeah, did you have to pay?
No, sir, but he did make me bring a duck and a pie and a half dozen napkins and a tablecloth and four toothpicks.
Why, Pinky, that's awful.
Yes, sir, I know, but I fooled him. After supper, I sneaked out without leaving a tip.
Yep. You better save your money, Pinky, buying Fifi a Rolls Royce.
But I don't have to pay for a chauffeur. Renard's been driving her.
Yeah, I know. Renard, you've been driving Fifi's car. Well?
From out of nowhere, one of Cupid's darts has pierced my heart, so I'm acting like a dope. And believe me, I never felt better.
What's the matter with you? Pinky Tomlin? Pinky, it looks like everybody's stuck on your girl.
Yes, sir, but I'm the only one getting her kisses.
Yeah?
She sure kisses different from the gals down in Durant, Oklahoma.
She does?
Oh, shucks, yes. Every time Miss Fifi kisses me, all my gold fillings get loose.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. If France can make this country loosen up its gold, I can imagine what a French girl like Fifi can do to a country boy. A Rolls Royce, a mink coat, a diamond bracelet.
Look, Mr. Kenner, I want to marry her. In fact, I just got to marry Miss Fifi.
What are you saying? You got to marry Miss Fifi? Is it that serious?
Well, that's the only way I can get my presents back.
Brother, that gal sure costs you plenty of money.
Yeah, but she sure is cute.
Yeah.
She's got a little game where I have to drop 50 cents in a box every time I kiss her.
Yeah.
Ain't she just like a kid?
Like a kid, yeah. Captain Kid, yeah.
Funny thing, though, I wanted to get change for a dollar last night, so I opened the box and found $10 bills, $5 gold pieces, and $20 bills. Wonder what that means.
It means that not everybody is as stingy as you are. Renard, what's the matter? What are you running in for? What's all the excitement about?
Eddie, we had the Rolls Royce parked in front of the door here right by a fire hydrant and facing the wrong way.
Well?
The policeman's outside giving Fifi a ticket.
Oh.
Well, let's go outside and help her.
No, you can't help her. There's no use. The law is the law. Fifi or no Fifi, I don't care.
Hello, Piggy. Hello, Bright Eyes. Ooh, la 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 la.
Wait a minute. What makes you so happy? Didn't the policeman just give you something?
Yes.
Well, come on. Let's have the ticket.
Oh, no. The policeman wants to give Fifi a ticket, but Fifi no take.
What do you mean? You refused it? What happened?
I put my arms around his neck. He tear up the ticket, and he give me this. It is good, huh?
Good? I'll kill myself. She got the policeman's badge.
Answering the many requests, Eddie Cantor sings You Can't Have Everything from the picture of the same name.
Say there if you are a vexed one, a dreary, weary, and perplexed one. Look, I've got trouble and he's got trouble and you're no better than the next one. You will find your share of bliss if you'll just remember this.
You can have everything.
Satisfied with the little you may get.
You can have everything.
Don't envy neighbors and the fortune that they get. Live and laugh and listen, don't be greedy. Help the needy and you're gonna get lucky, yes indeedy. Poor man, rich man, beggar or king, you just can't have everything. So thank your stars above for a song in your heart, a penny in your pocket, and someone in your arms to love. You know, friends, in this country of ours today, we've got most everything. Those fighting nations want us for a jackpot, but they won't get anything. No, sir. This country isn't being run by a crackpot. War is too disastrous for a pastime. We helped last time, but it wasn't so fruitful. We got a snootful. Should those nations give out a yelp, asking us to send them help? Just watch your Uncle Sam tell the whole bunch to scram. The old boy's learned his lesson. He'll say you can have everything.
When you drive up to a Texaco pump for Fire Chief gasoline, the dealer circles your car. He checks the oil and the water in the radiator. He cleans the windshield, headlight lenses, and notes the inflation of your tires for safe driving. That's Texaco Circle Service, and it is available only at Texaco stations from coast to coast. And remember, Fire Chief is the only gasoline that matches local temperature and climate in each of the 24 different United States weather areas in any season. Fire Chief starts in less than 10 turns of the engine, even in coldest weather. On short trips, it saves up to 30% on gasoline. And yet, Fire Chief sells everywhere at no added cost. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Mr. Kenner, what's all the excitement for?
Pinky, the big moment has arrived. Everything is set. We start shooting today our first PU picture.
Gosh, have you got everything in order? Order?
You had it right the first time. Yes, order in life. And Pinky, are you almost finished writing the song for the picture?
Yes, sir, and I just hope I got another hit like The Love Bug Will Bite You or The Object of My Affection.
Well, look, when you get it completed, will you bring it right here, Pinky?
Okay, see you later.
Okay. Oh, Jimmy, Jack, are you ready? Come out and let me have a look at you. Is that Renard in a sailor suit or is it a submarine? What a sight.
Hello, Eddie.
Well, kids, tell me, are you excited? Tell me now, are you excited about your first day of shooting?
Oh, boy, I can see the premiere now with all the celebrities driving up in their cars.
I've got it all fixed. Fifi drives up with Robert Taylor, and Jack Renard will accompany Carol Lombard.
And me?
Here's a surprise. Garbo wants to ride with you.
Garbo wants to ride with me?
Yeah, she wants to be alone.
Say, Eddie, listen, let's run over our stuff before the director comes.
Okay, huh? Now, Jack, listen to me attentively now.
Yeah.
This is the first day of shooting.
All right.
At the opening of the picture, you don't appear. Remember that. But a youngster plays you as a boy. He's a mess boy.
And when I appear, I'm grown up?
Yes, you're no longer a mess boy. You're just a mess.
You shouldn't say that about me. Why, I could make a good Marine.
Yeah?
All my fans think I'm the greatest Marine. Here. Read this letter.
Yeah, right here?
Yeah.
It says, Mr. Renard, we listen to you continually on Canter's program, and we think you are the world's greatest moron, Marine. Get away. Oh, and here is something to behold. Fifi in a sailor's uniform. Isn't he cute? Isn't he nice?
Monsieur Cantor, you think I look good in this sailor suit?
Oh, you look wonderful.
Fifi, if you were a sailor, even the army would join the Navy.
Say, baby, do you know your part?
Everywhere.
Good. Now, remember, these two sailors, Fifi, Renard and Wallington, are in love with you. And Renard smuggles you on the boat.
Oh, I love to smuggle close to him.
No. You mean snuggle.
Oh, isn't snuggle when two people fight?
No, Fifi, that's struggle.
Oh, no. Struggle is that Hungarian dessert. You know, apple struggle.
That's strudel. What? I've got a French park your carcass on my head. Look, will you do me a favor? Let's start from the beginning. When you are smuggled, quiet, on board ship, the captain suspects you, and he gives you an order to hear your voice, and you say, aye, aye. Like this, very big, go ahead.
Aye, aye.
No, like this. Aye, aye, big.
Who could make big eyes like you?
Get away. Stop, will you? Fifi, after you say aye, aye to the captain, you hide, and late at night, you start crawling towards Renard and Wallington. What a scene. Moonlight. And this little French girl crawls towards her two sweethearts.
Goody, 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 a French crawler.
Get out. Hush, Renard, will you?
But how do I find out that these boys are in love with me?
When you peek into their trunk, you notice that they have your picture tattooed on their chest.
Eddie, we really have Fifi's picture tattooed on our chest.
I know you have. Renard, you may have Fifi there now, but if you take a deep breath, it becomes Sophie Tucker. Oh, here, Pinky. Pinky's here. Now, Pinky, you've got the song. Now, let's hear it, and we'll decide who will sing it to Fifi in the picture.
Well, I hope you like it.
If I do, Jimmy and I will join you in the second chorus.
I don't want any skates or candy, and a choo-choo train will never do. But in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you. Other presents would come in handy, I could use a little thing or two. But in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you. Oh, the jingle bells are ringing through the hills and dells. The jingle bells are ringing, but I would much rather hear those wedding bells. Everything will be fine and dandy, and I hope my hope comes true. For in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
I don't want any skates or candy, and a choo-choo train will never do. But in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
Why should I write a song to Daddy? I'll take anything he wants to bring.
But you'll get an empty stocking if old Sandy ever hears you sing.
Oh, the mistletoe is missing and there won't be any kissing. How the girls will frown.
If the mistletoe is missing and there isn't any kissing, how in the world can Alibaba go to town?
All the presents would come in handy. I could use a little thing or two. But in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
Mr. Santa Claus, hear my plea. Put Miss Fifi on my Christmas tree. One more thing before you go. Be sure to leave a little sprig of mistletoe. Then truck up the chimney as fast as you can. Hurry, 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 bring that preacher man.
Cause the jingle bells are ringing.
Well, go ahead and ring them.
Through the hills and dells.
Ooh, dells.
Jingle bells are ringing.
That makes twice you ring them.
Everything will be fine and dandy. And I hope, my hope comes true.
For in my Christmas letter, I told Santa Claus to bring me you.
Jingle bells, ringing loud and true. Oh, what fun Santa Claus will only bring me you.
Dinner on one coast, breakfast on the other. PWA, the Lindbergh Line, now links San Francisco as well as Los Angeles to Chicago and New York with its great new fleet of Sky Sleepers and Sky Clubs, which are, in a manner of speaking, flying hotels. These mighty transcontinental transports are powered by two engines of 1,220 horsepower each, and they fly America's fastest transcontinental airline schedules, the shortest and fastest route from coast to coast. For the important job of fueling and lubricating the engines of these, the largest, most powerful land planes in America, PWA has chosen Texaco. We are proud of this fact because it is another proof of Texaco's dependable quality. In return, we pledge to TWA continuation of the same matchless quality and efficient service which we have given them for the past 5 years.
What's that? What's that, Fifi?
Oh, is it the man on the horse?
Who is it? It's the director on a polo pony.
Whoa! Whoa! Petrushka! Whoa!
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hey, let me find out something. Tell me, are you...
Hollywood's greatest director. Call me Von.
Von who? Von Steinberg?
No, Von 234.
Well, look, I want you to meet your players. Miss Fifi L'Amour.
Hello.
Jack Renard and Jimmy Wallington.
You may dispense with the formalities. On the set, I am the master. I expect cooperation and I demand... Quiet! Quiet! You hear me? Quiet from everybody. Tell me, have you stand-ins for these players?
Oh, stand-ins? Yes, 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 yes. Yes, you see that grand piano over there?
Yes, yes.
That's the stand-in for Renard.
Oh, I see. And I suppose that clothing star dummy is Wallington's stand-in?
No, no, no. That's Wallington.
Oh. Well, he looks like a pretty bad actor.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait, hold on here. Remember, I'm the producer. I've got a reputation here, Tom.
Reputation? Mere piffle. Do you know what I've directed?
What?
The Rattlesnake of Silver Guts with Jack Hoxie.
No.
Do you know? Do you know the Bleached Blonde of Azusa?
Was that your picture?
No, that was my wife. Did you see Mutiny on the Bounty?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did you direct that?
No, but wasn't it keen?
Andy, listen, we're wasting time. Why don't we start the picture?
Quiet, you. We do not start until you shave off that moth-eaten toothbrush from your upper lip.
What?
What are you talking about?
Don't you insult my twin brother.
Lie down, you human bass drum.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't talk.
I, I do not like how you talk.
You, I don't like how you talk, and I wouldn't direct you with your pretty puss and that bum accent.
Oh!
Get me another leading lady.
Monsieur Cantor, I will not make this picture unless you have a French director.
But Fifi, here...
I go before I lose my temper. I go before I lose my respect. I go
Fifi,
before...
Fifi, you better go before you lose your accent. I can't afford to lose a leading lady like Fifi. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get myself a French director.
Oh, then I'm fired.
Yes.
Who cares? I don't need all this. Me, Von 234, with my Beverly Hills estate, my home on the Riviera, my yacht in the Mediterranean, my string of polo ponies.
All right, go.
I cannot go.
Why not?
I need 10 cents for the bus.
Mr. Kenner,
yeah.
Fifi's made up her mind to leave unless you get a French director.
Yeah, but well, where can we get one?
Look, you're going to have to be the French director.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be the French director because Fifi's going to leave?
Yes, sir. Look, with this French beard and these French clothes, you disguise yourself.
Me disguise myself?
Yes, sir.
All right, Pinky, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do it for you. Because I like you and because we want to keep Miss Fifi here. Now tell me. Tell me, Pinky.
How do I
look in this beard? How
oh, that's wonderful.
You all right?
That's wonderful.
All right, now look it. Pinky, you going to tell Fifi, Jimmy, or Renard that the new French director is here. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Cantor.
Hey, Jimmy, Fifi.
Yeah, come here a minute. Come here, quick. Look, Mr. Cantor's got that French director, and he's here. Look, he's right here.
Oh, monsieur and mademoiselle, I am the new French director. Bonsoir, monsieur Wellington, I kiss you. Bonsoir, Mr. Renard, I kiss you.
Gee, he kissed us on both cheeks. He's a real Frenchman.
And you, mademoiselle, I kiss your hand.
Oh, you lazy man.
All right, I will move upstairs.
Oh, voilà. If Monsieur Cantor could only kiss like you.
Oh, but Monsieur Cantor has no whisker.
That is what tickles me.
Now we shall start the picture.
Oh, wait. We do not know your name, Monsieur Director.
I am Pierre Antoine François Pantin Laval Shapiro.
Shapiro? Shapiro from Paris?
No, Shapiro from the Bronx.
We welcome you.
It is a great pleasure for me to direct you people. Now to work. The first scene, Monsieur Renard, you are making love to Mademoiselle Fifi on page 6. Ready? Camera? Lights? Quiet? Action.
Fifi, you are supposed to be in love with me, yet I find you here with my twin brother. Holy smokes, come to my arms. Let me kiss you.
No, Monsieur Renard. You are not for moving pictures. You are for smell-o-vision. You do not kiss Mademoiselle Fifi like she's a corn on the cob, quick like this, like that. Her lips are sweet. They are like wine. You must sip. You sap. Like this.
Oh, these Americans, they do not know this love business. They are amateurs.
Oh, even Monsieur Cantor is an amateur?
Yes.
I see in his office a picture of his wife and a big family. He's doing all right for an amateur, don't you think? Come, Monsieur Renard, Fifi, again with this scene. Page 7, action, please.
Mon cher, you say I am like a flower.
Look. On my face, there is a geranium growing there.
Cut! Where you see that?
Here.
Here, you dopey man. It says, look on my face, period. There is a geranium growing there in the garden, you dopey man. You. I am finished with you. Go away. Monsieur Wellington, will you please try your scene on page 7, top speech? Action.
Right. Oh, my darling Fifi, tonight at 8 bells, I will meet you at the left side of the boat.
Cut! Monsieur Wellington, at sea, one does not say right or left. It is port side and starboard. Now, go on, please.
Okay. Fifi, tonight at 8 bells, I will meet you and...
Cut! What is the matter, Renard? Why are you scratching yourself?
Because it itches.
Where?
Between the port side and the starboard.
Stop! You are not actors. You are three jambons.
Oh, that means ham. You should not insult us. Je ne comprends pas pourquoi vous êtes aussi méchant, garçon. Vous
êtes tous les
méchants. Vous êtes tous les
méchants. Vous êtes tous les méchants. Vous êtes tous les
méchants. No, 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 no. That French talk is a fake. And so is the whiskers.
Oh!
Look! Look, here is Monsieur Cantor.
Eddie.
Just because you fool me, I will not make the picture until you get a real French director. Good night.
Wherever Fifi goes, I will follow, even though I crawl on my hands and knees, but I will certainly look funny doing it.
Well, he's gone too.
Eddie, wherever Renard goes, I go. If he goes where Fifi goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen the difficult time we've had launching our first PU picture. A crazy director, temperamental stars. How lucky the new Universal Company is to have a star like Deanna Durbin. Deanna sings the everlasting favorite, My Hero from the Chocolate Soldier.
I have a true and noble lover. He is my sweetheart, all my own. He's like an earth who shall discover his heart is
Deanna, I wonder what will happen next week. Will Fifi return? Will Jack Renard return? Will Jimmy be with us? One thing, however, I do know, ladies and gentlemen.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's through. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Good night.
Tune in again next Wednesday for another Texaco Town broadcast, starring His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA Boulevard Watch Time. WABC, New York.